Like to introduce our first speaker from the DC area, Greg A.
I'm an addict. My name is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
And, you know, I don't have no problems with talking, but I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to give up some of my talk time to help you all save some of your talk time. Contrary to popular belief, this will not keep you clean. So if you got one of those little cute ringtones that you downloaded that we must hear, we can hear it right now. That way you can check it and make sure maybe you turned it off. You know, and I'm saying that because I never thought I would be around long enough to remember a time when not only did we not have these, we couldn't even afford them if they were available, you know. And that's about the business of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I'm going to try to get to just what this topic is. You know, I'm not going to do one of those things that we like to do, say, well, I'm not on 4, 5, and 6, but this is where I'm at today. You know, so I'll tell you my story, which is real simple. The longer I've been here, the shorter my story has gotten. You know, when I got here, the most valuable piece of information I got was learn to tell your story. I didn't hear that. What I heard was learn to tell a story. So what I did was I started putting together pieces of people's stories. You know, the parts that sounded real slick and the parts that got the mmms and the ahs and, you know, when the people smile and I said, yep, yep. And so I compiled a story that had nothing to do with who I was spiritually. Narcotics Anonymous is the worst place you can be and be miserable. And be here and can't figure out why it's not working because you don't even know you're not telling your story. So what happened was when I learned to tell my story, I realized that it was so simple and it was a story that I was ashamed to tell only because I didn't think it was thorough enough. And so what I ended up doing for my first couple years was trying to prove to y'all that I belonged in Narcotics Anonymous. Now, what part of going someplace under the basement of a church or in some dingy little building, sticking my hand up saying, my name is Greg, I'm an addict, what part of that did I understand that I belong? But the stories I heard seemed so far remote from what I used to do that I couldn't identify in even though I belonged here. So when I learned to tell my story, what I found out is I'm not a guy that used because I had low self-esteem. I'm not a guy to use because the girl left and didn't give me no booty and I got upset. I'm not a guy to use because the boss pissed me off and I ran and shot some dope. I'm not a guy to use because I was angry. What I found out was that I was 9, 10, 11 years old, minding my business, was outside playing. Some of y'all remember when we used to could go out and play. And the only requirement for playing is to have a good time and bring your ass in when somebody calls you. I didn't need Xbox, Nintendo, Game Boy, none of that. I'm just telling y'all my story. Somebody came along and said, Greg, try this, man. It'll make you feel better. With the most thorough thing that I could think of to say, I said, okay. What kind of story is that to tell in Narcotics Anonymous? The first time I used, I said, okay. See, I wanted y'all to think that I used because somebody made me mad. And I said, give me that bag of dope. Let me shoot it. What my story tells me is that the first time I used, absolutely nothing was going on. I need to be aware of that in here. Because a lot of times we think there's drama will cause us to use. And what about those days when everything's fine? Money in your pocket. Weather's nice. Woman ain't giving you the blues. Man ain't giving you the blues. The job's just fine. You know, I used for over 35 years. It's hard to let that go overnight. So I stand a better chance of not using when some issues are going on, which is what these steps are about. So I'm just here to let you know that my story has gotten so short, you know, that I don't have to go through the drug log, you know. Matter of fact, if you want to know my story, just remember when they wouldn't even let you squeeze the cotton. When you sucked it up, you knew it was candle wax. You figured, but maybe if I hold it, just, you know, remember that night and then go to the wildest part of your imagination And that's our collective story. Now, this workshop is about the fourth and the fifth and the sixth step. The steps are the tools that help us get better. The traditions are the tools that keeps the groups and the fellowship from getting sick. So in the fourth step, and if you're new, the most important thing you need to know about the fourth step is there's three before it.
Yes,
you know, I just left a workshop. My sponsor did a workshop on Let the Newcomer Live. I'm here to plead with everybody in here. That if you're sponsoring people or you're sharing a message, let's stop doing the newcomer the disservice and take the boogeyman and the horror story out of doing the fourth step. Please. If you're anything like me, I'm a guy, I did not want to do the fourth step to get better. I wanted to sound better. See, I got tired of going to meetings. Maybe some of y'all didn't do this, but I got tired of going to meetings and people say, well, you know, when me and my sponsor did the fourth step and we went to the mountain and the heavens opened up and the gut, you know. And back where I came from, when I came in the rooms, the people that sponsored you went to the meetings with you. So you didn't have 90 days in a four-step meeting talking about, well, this is what I think about the. No, you shut right up. And you learn. But we treat the fourth step like it's a rite of passage, you know. Because I walk 10 miles, you know, you got to walk 10 miles. No, the fourth step is just a tool. And all it's doing is asking you to look. Not asking you to fix something right away. Not asking you to tell everybody everything. It's just saying, take a look. That's why it's a fearless and thorough inventory. If you have a problem with understanding the inventory process, just go to your local mall. Stand outside of Target for y'all, you know. Yeah, somebody know what I'm talking about. But stand outside when they do an inventory. And see if you see them throwing out the garbage and all this trash and see if they had to get gut level. No. Normally they have a sign on the door that says closed for inventory, which means they're not doing business as normal. See, it's pretty hard to do your inventory while you're watching Law and Order. I mean, it ain't going to work, you know. So you got to shut down for a minute, even if you write 5-10 minutes a day. You know, but the fourth step is a tool that will help you take a look inside the place where you have lived, Eric. You know what I'm saying? It ain't asking you to look somewhere. Look inside your spirit. Now, if you're afraid to look, 1, 2, and 3 will help you get there. Back up, you know, because this ain't a race, and it'll help you get there. And what I found in the fourth step was that I was able to slow down enough to meet me. I'm the guy that I had been running from by hanging with y'all. I was afraid of me. I was the last person I wanted to spend time with. And so when I started to use the fourth step as a process, what I found was that I was able to start measuring assets against liabilities. Now, I'll give you one example of how you can use the fourth step as a process as opposed to a homework assignment or just an archive that you put in a drawer somewhere. Assets and liabilities. Trust me, we are all not bad, horrible people. You know, and we need to find some of the gratitude and the joy and the glory and recovery and realizing that we have good spirits. But see, drugs won't give you a chance to find out how good you are. Drugs don't care what your aims are. Because in the fourth step, what I found out, I was aiming at absolutely nothing. And I was hitting it with amazing accuracy. Every single time. So the fourth step, when I started to use it as a tool to grow, what I found out was that I used it in terms of a relationship. I looked at the assets and I looked at the liabilities. I looked at the assets. I looked at the liabilities. I really looked at the assets. And then I really looked at the liabilities. You know what I had to do? Go back to the third step, because now it's time to make a decision. What's the decision? Decision is what you do based on all the information. Assets, liabilities. The fourth step caused me to go from the third step right back to the second. Because y'all restored me to some sanity. That sent me right back to the first step. Stop, let it go. The fifth step helped me to get my priorities in order. I had it bass backwards. What I wanted to do was get okay with you, Carl. Then you twist me around. Now I'm all confused. I'm trying to figure it out. And when I'm off the hook, I'm going to God. God, why me? God said, why not you? It's your turn. I couldn't see that. But what I saw in the fifth step is once I realized that it was my turn, it wasn't personal. Because tomorrow it might be your turn. And trust me, I'm not spiritual enough to where I'm going to say, well, God, don't let it be her turn. I'll take her turn and my turn too. No, it's your turn. I had mine. Hopefully, you know, we'll both get through it. So what I found in the fifth step when it talks about, it's not a litany of I stole, I cheated. Man, Stevie Wonder could see stealing was wrong. What I had to do was get in touch to what we were talking about when we said the exact nature. See, I came in this fellowship trying to prove that I belonged in Narcotics Anonymous. So what I told y'all was, I stole because I had a habit. That sounded okay. I mean, addicts, habits, that's go hand in hand. And then I graduated because that really wasn't thorough enough. So, you know, when I got a little courage, I started telling y'all, I stole because I like stealing. I figure I'm exposing myself, you know. What happened was I didn't have the information that I should have gotten in the fourth step had I done it thoroughly to realize I stole because of my total self-centeredness. I always want something for nothing. The glaring part of that is I only see the stealing part. See, I don't see going to work and telling them, well, I got to go out in the field and go home. I'm still stealing because I want something for nothing. In other words, I want the house. I don't want the mortgage. I want the car. I don't want the note. I want the woman. I don't want to do the work. That's what I had to get in touch with in the fifth step. The exact nature of the wrong. Because if you don't get in touch with the exact nature, you're going to have problems when you go to the next one, Eric. You know what I'm saying? When you try to slide into the sixth step. So the fifth step just helped me get my priorities right. And I found out when I was okay with God, I usually had a better day with myself. And when me and God were okay, boy, you really had a good chance of being all right with me. And I didn't have to fear encounters with people like I did, you know, prior to understanding the fifth step and getting to the exact nature. Now, the sixth step, which is, trust me, one of my favorite steps, because when you get to the 12th step, which you'll find out how important the sixth step is. I had a sponsor, and what she used to tell me, when you hear somebody in the rooms saying, they are working on their character defects, get as far away from them as you can. Because they're trying to do God's work. Because the last time she checked the step actually said, we became entirely ready. That's all we do is we become ready to have removed all the defects of character. So I'm here to tell you, I ain't stepping on nobody's toes, but if you one of them folk that's talking about, well, I ain't ready to get rid of this defect, and I ain't ready to get one, well, fine. Then take the message from the workshop that we just came out of, let the newcomer live, and let them know what you're saying is, I'm not ready to go any further than the fifth step in recovery. Please, just do us a favor and do them a favor, because the step didn't say, became ready to selectively decide which one of these defects I'm going to hold on to. And because one of my favorites is, well, I'm going to hold on to that one because I want to keep people up off of me. Well, last time I checked in this fellowship, don't we hug? I ain't trying to keep nobody up off of me. I want everything that every addict has to offer, even the stuff I don't even want to hear. So I'm not trying to hold on to a defect. But what I understood in the sixth step was that I can do absolutely nothing about the obsession and compulsion. The only thing I get through you people and the God of my understanding is a chance to work on the opportunity. See, I can't be in the oil joint saying, God, look, don't let me strike red. The God I know is going to say, fool, get your ass out the oil joint. I can't be tricking if I'm sitting in my house watching TV. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. See, I'm not in my car on the strip, turning the corner, I'm a, God, don't let me trick. Fool, take your ass home. And I'm not trying to cast any disparages on people who have a religious background, but I had to get in touch with the God of my understanding through the fifth step, because what I was listening to for some voice that was saying, well, my son, will you come to me? I want you to. That's what I was listening for. I was missing my connection because the voice that I was getting, maybe some of y'all heard this voice, fool, what you doing now? I thought that was me talking to me. Total self-centeredness. One of the defects. So in the sixth step, when I realized that y'all give me a chance to work on the opportunity, and what I mean by the opportunity, I'm a guy, I found in the sixth step, I do not do well in decision by committee. Now, maybe some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm going to tell you what decision by committee means. If after this meeting, 10 of y'all say, Greg, let's go get something to eat, man, I'm in terror. Because first of all, I'm in a group and I'm out of control. Somebody got to decide where we going, who driving, what we going to eat, who paying. You know, now that might seem minor stuff to some people, but I'm in fear because I'm out of control. I have lost control. And what I'm subject to do is go along with something that I really don't want to do just to be okay with you. I'm miserable, you okay, I ain't growing, y'all don't even know it. All because I didn't know that I could say no, and it's a complete sentence, and it would be okay. I missed that. See? Now, I know we're on six, but I'm going to show you that's why when we get to six, please don't lump six and seven together, because there's a reason why we talk about defects and shortcomings. And I'm talking about the defects in the six because, see, when my boss calls a staff meeting, I can't run in there and say, hey, you know, look, I found out in the sixth step I don't do well in decision by committee, so I'm passing on the set. You know, I can't do that. And to show you how that relates, but what I can do is when I'm sitting in that staff meeting, I can go to the seventh step and humbly, I'm talking about humbly, not arrogantly, you know, not pissed off, but I can humbly say, God, look, you knew if it was up to me, I would not have put myself in this position. Can you help a brother out? And God will say something real simple like, yeah, keep your damn mouth shut. Keep your hand down. You know, just nod when you have to. And we'll get you through this in one piece. Just that simple. So that fourth, fifth, and sixth step, your sponsor cannot do the fourth step for you. Trust me. Your sponsor can't admit the exact nature of your wrongs. And your sponsor surely can't become entirely ready to have God remove your defects. Because if it's any sponsor that's worth their salt, they're trying to get ready to have God remove their defects. And that's the important piece in the sixth step is becoming ready. How do I become ready? Well, remember that night. No, let me tell you what happened to me that night. That night when one of none of y'all around, and I said, God, please, if you just get my ass out of this one thing, I will, as a matter of fact, here's a blank piece of paper, and you just fill it in, and I'll walk little old ladies across the street, and I won't do this, and I won't do that, you know. And I got some relief. But I was still using with relief. Y'all know what an addict with relief does. They keep using. And one day, what happened was I got that tap on the shoulder, you know, and that voice I wasn't listening to, and somebody said, you ready to do the work? So what I find in these steps, especially 4, 5, and 6, is I get to do something that I have never been able to do in my life, and that's keep my word. And my word was is that I was willing, ready, I was willing to come in here and do the work. So becoming entirely ready. See, trust me, you know right now if you're entirely ready. You know if you half-ass ready. You know if you ain't even trying to be ready. You know? And being ready starts in a state of mind. It's not like you got to walk out this door and hug and love everybody immediately. But just entertain the thought that that might not be so bad. You know? That's why, I mean, anybody, man, is doing step work. Let's just take the mystery out of it and not make somebody suffer through it, because we suffered through it only because we didn't have the direction in the first place. I firmly believe that the first time around when you do the steps, what happens is you get a working knowledge of the steps. The second time around is when you understand how to apply them as applications and tools in the way that you live. So if we take the mystery out of it, because I know y'all have all heard four-step horror stories. Fifth step, please, if you're new, the most important thing that I can tell you about the fifth step, don't do it in an open discussion meeting. You might want to check with your sponsor about that one, but it's been my experience that might not be something you want to do in an open discussion meeting. The relief that you get from doing the steps is unparalleled. Unparalleled. You know, so if you're sponsoring people and you stuck on a step, pass them to somebody else. You know, ain't nobody going to tell. Ain't nobody going to care. You know, but don't hold somebody back because you stuck. You know, when I hear folk, man, my stomach flips, man, when I hear people saying, well, I ain't ready to stop lying. Man, I've been ready to stop lying. What I didn't have was the courage to come in here and say, can you tell me how to stop doing it? See, because I had to admit it, exact nature. Oh, okay. Having that courage to come in here and realize you can't learn what you already know. When I was told that, my sponsor said, you can't learn what you already know. And I was like, but I know something. Yeah, that's why you can't learn nothing. And what I realized is that my ability to learn was in direct proportion to my ability to be able to say, I don't know. Can you help me with that? That's where the process started. See, recovery is the high price we pay now for the low living we did then. So if you ain't willing to do the work, low living is easy. You know, because you don't have to do nothing. Trust me. Once I got dope in me, I didn't have to do anything. No thought process, nothing. Dope said, open your eyes. It's time to get busy. Get off that corner, get you some money. Leave that gal alone because she ain't got half. You don't need to go to work. I'm talking about, I was relieved of the burden of having to think. Then I come in here, and now you people are telling me to use the tool that I was given. Now, I got a couple more minutes, so to get up to 4, 5, and 6, because I didn't know I was going to have time to do this. 1, 2, and 3, real simple. The first step, stop. I don't give a shit what you're doing. Stop. You mean you have to stop shooting dope to stop shooting dope? Whoa, what a concept. I bet everybody in here has stopped at one time. And then you know what we do. Oh, man, I knew I could do that. Let me reward myself. First step. What I learned in the first step, it is much better to be powerless than to feel powerless. See, because once you accept that you're powerless, your vocabulary changes. You start saying stuff like, nothing else I can do about that. I might as well try to do something else. But when you feel powerless, you think you got one more move. I bet if I call a Friday night instead of Thursday night, I might catch him over there. First step, just stop. If you don't think you're having a problem with something, the first step will teach you, just stop doing it for 7 days and see how you start talking. I ain't picked up one of them Newports in about 3-4 days. I probably could smoke one. Just to see if it's, get the willies off. I ain't called that gal in about a week. Let me pick up the phone just to see if it's a dial tone. Nobody ever done that. I'm just talking about me. You know, you make sure it's a dial tone. Because now you want to hear if it's going doot, 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 doot. Oh, I got a message. First step, just stop. The second step talks about restoration to sanity. Restoration. Return to the original condition. Please, let's don't go around talking about, I was insane. Man, if you anything like me, you had to have good sense to know how stupid the shit was that you were doing. I don't know about y'all, but I used to walk around talking to myself, talking, you a stupid, you did that shit. Man, God damn, I'm talking to me. Good sense, I'm talking to me because I'm cussing myself out. And then when I finished cussing myself out, I said, oh, well, okay, I feel a little better. And I did it again. And then the third step, please, this is the step where we help the newcomers to stop pimping God. Stop sending God out to trick for you and bring it all back to you. And then what you're going to do, jam it up again. You know, because we'll pass on some misinformation in here. You know, what we'll say is, well, God is good. And everybody say all the time, well, look around to the people that some shit's going on with and see the look on their face. We need to help them to understand that bad things can happen to good people. And it doesn't have anything to do with how much of a relationship that you have with your higher power. Because if this is the same higher power that let them youngins kick my ass on 7th Street, and all he did was say, Greg, I see you getting your ass kicked. He didn't say, well, you're going to Narcotics Anonymous. I know you're going to be good eventually, so let me smite the youngins and strike them down. No, they had a guard, too. I took their shit, they beat my ass. Wasn't rocket science. So when I talk about stop pimping God in the third step, we made a decision to turn our will. I didn't hear that part. What I heard was, I made a decision to turn my life over to God. Sound like a good deal. God got all the power here. God, take my life, get that shit together. When you get it together, hand it back to me, and I'll try to work with it. I missed the word care. Because what care meant was I was just acknowledging that this God existed. It was the same God that had me when the youngins had me. It's the same God that had me here. So if you really want to stay in the third step process, because people will say, well, the woman left, and I turn it over to God. The man left, and I turn it over to God. They both left, I turn it over to God. Some of y'all can relate. I lost my job, I turn it over to God. Ask yourself, what kind of God is this that you have that you only turn shit over to? What about I woke up today clean and healthy? Let me turn that over to God. So I had to start learning how to incorporate this God in who I really was as a person. I told y'all I was listening to the wrong voice. See? And so in the third step, what I learned very simply, I'm a guy that has to see like tangible kind of evidence. So I hear people say, well, man, you know, I tricked last night because I snatched my will back. You know. I beat my old lady's ass because I snatched my will back. Well, what about I went back to school and got a degree because I took my will back? Because the literature talks about God would even permit that. But we're the ones that get angry because we do what we want to do with that. You know, in our literature, it says that when you get a fleeting glimpse of the person that you really want to be, then you see what God's will for you is. So I don't get confused in the third step when it talks about the God and turning my will over to the care. And last thing I'll say on the third step, if you really don't understand the third step, look at it this way. I bet some of y'all have direct deposit. You turn your money over to the care of the bank. You can go and snatch your money back all that you want. But one day the bank will say, you don't have no more money in here. And the only reason you put your money in the bank anyway, because they have a history of handling people's money. So you trusted in them. But trust me, when you get all your money out the bank, they're going to tell you, you have no more of your money in the bank. Now, we have some money. Would you like to borrow some? Well, here's some paperwork. What we call that, Cliff? Literature? Yeah. Damn, I didn't say that. That you're going to have to fill out. And there are going to be some penalties if you don't keep up with the agreement. That's all recovery is. You know, recovery is this process where, trust me, what part of driving over 2-3 bridges, most of us came more than 100 miles, we down here in a windy-ass Ocean City, and what we down here to do? We trying to get better. We might be going under the guys of the fellowship and hugging, but trust me, I'm trying to get better. And wherever I have to go to do that, and I have to be around addicts like y'all, that's where I'm going to be. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I'm Greg, and I'm an addict.
Thank you for sharing. I'm a second speaker from the Baltimore area, Wesley S.
I'm an addict named Wesley. First and foremost, I want to thank God for another day clean, another day alive. It's truly only through God's grace and mercy. I stand before you today clean, alive, and in my right mind, able to carry the kind of Narcotics Anonymous message. Secondly, from the very bottom of my heart and depths of my soul, I need to thank Narcotics Anonymous for, one, reintroducing me to the relationship with a God of my own understanding, and two, for showing me how to live life on life's terms without the use of a substance. And in doing that, I learned to find my feelings and emotions, what I had the most of and know the least about. Thirdly, I need to thank this programming committee for once again seeing something in Wesley S. that Wesley S. may not see in himself, and that he has something to give today. Because I came here with no idea I'm going to share or whatever. I just came here to come and hang out in Ocean City. And I say all that because very simply, I owe my life to Narcotics Anonymous. I'm here only through God's grace and mercy and a little bit of work on my own and people like Greg and other people for believing in me, man. And the fourth, fifth, and sixth step are my favorite steps because they're the steps that took me the longest to do. My clean date is September 26, 1990. I got here when I was 19 years old, and when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I was in desperation. I thank God for the gift of desperation. In utter desperation, I sought help from you people in Narcotics Anonymous. And I want to plug Narcotics Anonymous sponsorship. Because if it wasn't for Narcotics Anonymous sponsorship, I would not be able to do any step work. All the sponsors is somebody that's been here before me that's got a little information to teach me how to live life on God's terms through the steps and the traditions, through some experience, strength, and hope, and through honest sharing. And for me, the fourth step, look, I live to use and use to live, man. And, like, my whole life was consumed with using. I came in here and, like, had no living skills. I mean, like, no living skills. I hear a lot of people, like, toilets. I came in here with nothing. Nothing. My life consisted of $49.99 and $59.99. That's $62.49 and $52.49. I knew how much a pair of tennis shoes cost. That's what I knew. I knew get a fitted hat, make sure all that shit matched. That makes it look like you got something going on inside. I came in here, man, look, and the fourth step, look, I had reservations. I would do 1, 2, 3, get a new sponsor. 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 I did that shit for 3.5 years around here. Good and fucking crazy. Crazy as a shithouse rat. I'm telling you my story. I was 19 when I got here. Narcotics Anonymous was not ready for Wesley S. Because I said what I want and did what I want, and I didn't give a fuck who liked it and didn't like it. I just kept coming back and stayed clean. And they were on the sidelines cheering, will that motherfucker please use? I'm telling you the fucking truth, man. I shared every fucking meeting. every fucking meeting in Baltimore. Every day. I came in every meeting, and I just gave it up. I cried, moaned, pissed, bitched, whined, moaned, pissed, bitched, whined, stole home group money, fuck people's wives, fuck people's husbands. I was off the fucking chain, and I'm not here to entertain nobody. That's my fucking story. That's my story. Look, the fourth step talks about we made a searching and fearless Mormon toy of ourselves. I ain't have the intestinal fortitude to get honest about fucking being molested when I was 6. And how that shit fucked my life up for the rest of my life. And that over a period of time after being molested, I convinced myself that the shit was okay. Because I felt guilty. And I felt ashamed. Because I was a white man living in a fucking black man's neighborhood. And this ain't a black and white meeting, but for me, for a long fucking time, it was black and white. Because the motherfucker that shoved this shit in my mouth was fucking black. And that shit hurt. And that shit scared the shit out of me. And I didn't know how to write that shit down. I told my sponsor, he said, write. I said, fuck, I just quit high school. What the fuck I want to write steps for? I'm trying to go to the dance. I'm trying to fuck. I'm trying to get a job. I'm trying to get one. I ain't had no fucking living skills. So all you high and mighty, self-righteous motherfuckers want to sit around here and judge people for the shit they do. Some of us come in here in a little more fucked up shape than others, man. And y'all just told me keep coming back, Wesley. Stay clean no matter what and you'll be all right with that shit. And finally, I got a sponsor who had enough nuts to handle my ass. I'm telling you, it took me a long time, man, because a lot of y'all I ain't trust myself. How the fuck I'm going to trust you? Empathy is that wordless language of recognition, belief, and faith that I need to say no more to addict, and you are the survivor of the same near fucking catastrophe, Greg. You don't even need to know my fucking name. You know what I went through because you already fucking been there. But I got a disease that tells me y'all don't know me. And when I live in that resentment, I live in that anger, and I live in that fear, I live in that isolation, you can be complacent and go to meetings. Meat makers make meat. That don't mean that you're recovering. You can write till your fucking hair falls off. If you ain't honest about the shit you write, that shit don't mean nothing. We got a faction of Narcotics Anonymous. All these motherfuckers want to share like Shakespeare and write all these fucking N.A. novels, and they're losing the simplicity of the fucking program. As searching and fearless Mormon toy, I was hanging out with drug. Look, I celebrated 5 years clean. We was down motherfucking Crazy John's, hanging out near El Dorado's with motherfuckers that was strapped up, listening to fucking Baltimore club music, and I was wondering why the fuck I was feeling a little uncomfortable. So I just celebrated at Christian Street with 300 fucking people in the rafters yelling, Wesley S. gave it up. He did a wonderful job. Yay, let's all get clean. And I was out my motherfucking mind. If the drugs don't get you, the lifestyle will. The first line of the 10th step talks about if we don't stay aware of our defects, they will back us into a corner that we can't come out of clean. That we can't. Not that you might, that you can't. So the 4th step, I finally got a sponsor. And at the time I was doing that shit, my mother had died. My mother was diagnosed with cancer. And I blame my parents for every fucking thing because they had a whole lot of reasons for why I was the fucking way I was. Even though I made the choices and decisions, when you're 6, doped up on enough Melorill and Rillin to kill a fucking elephant, how do you have a choice in the matter? When you're molested and all that other crazy shit that you come in here with, how do you have a choice in the matter? People wonder why I stay clean. Fuck. The fuck I want to go back to using for? Using it is an option, it's just not an active choice. So when I get honest about what the fuck's going on, and when I did the 4th step, I wrote 3 different ones. I did that old shit back in the day. Did you have sex with animals? Are you scared of the boogeyman? Are you afraid of the dark? I did all that shit. That took 6 months to write. Went to my sponsor, all right, and he was like, no. He gave me the 4th step basic. We had a 4th step basic guide. I did all that shit, all that writing, in my 6 months. I gave it to him. He said, oh, hell no. Now we got the conference agenda report. For users that are down with Narcotics Anonymous, that was the step guide before it was approved, so I was doing bootleg NA step work. He knew I was so sick and fucked up I needed to do 3/4 steps. Because I did one, and that whole step was about my mother and about my family. The 4th step, when it says we made a searching and fearless more inventory of ourselves, man. Because if you tell yourself a lie long enough, you'll believe the shit that you tell yourself. That's why in Narcotics Anonymous, it's about an active change in our ideas, attitudes, and perceptions, man. Everything is about my lack. My anything about the truth is subject to change. That's why honesty is the antidote to our disease thinking. And when I'm honest with me, and I'm not talking cash register honesty, Greg. I'm talking like that gut level shit. What's the issue behind the issue, Wesley? Then when you get to the 5th step, and for me in the 4th step, and it says in our literature, man, and it says and it works how and why that I can stop being the person I invented and start being who I truly am. All that phone Capone, all that Sal Capone shit, all that tough guy shit, I ain't none of that. So I'll fuck you up if you put your hands on me. But like, nah, man, because people, look, I talk about reality-based recovery. If you threaten me in a violent way, I will punch you in your motherfucker. It's just the end of it. There ain't no steps. I will defend myself. That's just fucking honesty. You got people around here, Greg, that think they can just say anything they want to whoever they want. You never know the state of mind somebody's in. And I'm not telling you to run around with an attitude. I'm just letting other people know you never know where somebody's head's at in here. So if you want to do something, just go up and hug them. Yeah. All that crazy shit I did, they all knew I was a scared, insecure, little-ass white boy. So all I was a scared little man. And then I did that 5th step, man, and part of the 4th step process is the willingness, because I got to sit down, and when you write it, there's no denying it from your hand. You wrote that shit down. Ain't nobody come out the sky or under the table and write that shit, Greg. I wrote that shit. I walked the willingness, man. When I got clean, I thank God I got clean where I clean at. They said, what lengths are you willing to go to, Wesley? Are you willing to go to any lengths? Are you willing to go to predominantly black meeting with our predominantly black fucking men and you feel scared and intimidated and all of them look like they got a sham to shit in your mouth? Are you willing to go to those fucking meetings? Are you willing to listen to a gay homosexual man who wanted to get you to the 4th step because he didn't want to suck your shit, but because he loved you and he cared for you, and his name was Harold J. And I thank God for Harold J. that he said, look, Puddin', I believe in you. Just do the steps, because that's what Just for the Day told me. Just for the Day, I will have faith in someone in NA that believes in me. And Harold believed in me. You want to talk about letting a newcomer live? Yeah, he probably wanted to suck my shit, but he had enough respect and restraint that he didn't take advantage of me because he knew I was in pain because he was fucking molested too. And that's that empathy piece that we all can relate to that shit. That shit made me feel good. That shit gave me the hope, man. And then when I sat down, and then the 5th step, man, it talks about we admit it to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, and newcomer, old-timer, in-betweener, relapser, whoever you are, I would have let you know if you didn't get the motherfucking memo from World Service that your ongoing recovery is contingent upon your spiritual conditioning. Ongoing, because there's going to come a point in time in this motherfucking room and in all this place, because you'll share like Shakespeare and you'll become famous and everybody will love you and cheer for you and hate. Sometimes I feel like fucking Jay-Z. It's a gift. It's a curse. All of this shit. And I'm not saying that shit to be arrogant, man. I came in here and ain't have shit. And ain't had nothing to say. Then all of a sudden I turned into this whatever. Then a lot of people want to start hating. And now I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I'm trying to get another day clean. I'm trying to pay my goddamn child support. I'm trying to keep my hands off the mother of my fucking daughter's neck. Fucking, and look, she's black and she's fucking crazy. Take that shit and share it in a fucking meeting. That's right, Chantel, I said you're fucking crazy. But I love you and thank you for our daughter. There, take that shit. You want to share something? But what the 5th step gave me, and it was divine order of living. That's all they call it, divine order of living. God, myself, and others. Ongoing recovery. That means that no matter what you say about me, no matter what you think about me, that I'm all right because I got a God in my life. God, myself, and others, and I do not live no further than that. When I say God, me, and others, that's it. God comes before the program. God comes before my daughter. God comes before you, half of you jokers. I'm not angry. I love Narcotics Anonymous. So is my life to you people, man. Sometimes y'all get on my damn nerves, but it's because I'm all right with me. A lot of what I go through is because I lack experience, spiritual experience, man. Anything about the truth, the subject every change. The change ain't the pain, it's the refusal to change. When I ain't coming up here and getting real when I'm behind this thing. This shit will get you sick. We call them NL widowers. Half of them, look, you think I'm joking? Talk to them. Talk to them famous motherfuckers. Their kids done got older, their kids graduated, but they busy carrying the message. Busy getting the big cheer. Yeah, yeah. That's all part of the fourth and fifth step, man. I'm me, and that's all I am. Found it. Look, I did some shit in New York City. And I called my own fucking sponsor out on the podium. I shared about my damn feelings. The shit beat me home. And look, my job is to let you know if you're NA sponsor and you outgrow your sponsees, just let them go. That's all you got to do is say move on. You don't take the step work and use it against them because you know that if you pick a fight with them, they'll tell you to suck their ass. You don't do that shit. You say get another sponsor, move on. You talk about the fifth step, divine order of living. I question my sponsor. You can question your sponsor. You got jokers around here that walk around like they some, like they got turbans on and shit. Man, I don't believe everything you say or everything you hear. I study the literature. I have faith in God, and what taught me through the step process, I can learn to think for my damn self. Because eventually the decision is just me and God anyway. Half of y'all ain't always going to be there. And I ain't trying to scare the newcomer. You better learn to toughen up in here. You better learn to just have faith and trust and keep hugging and keep loving and doing this damn thing. That's what the fifth step gave me, taught me what I can and can't do. You can no longer act like this. I had 4 years clean and had reservations, and ain't know I had reservations. If you're going to be powerless, act powerless. You ain't drug-proof, Wesley. What are you doing at the Baja Beach Club? What am I doing there, Greg? I'm looking for a sponsor. 4, 5, and 6. Look, I was ready to celebrate 6 fucking years clean, man, in the middle of another fourth step, a real fourth step. Living at home with a father I hated. My mother had just died. He turned into a hobo. Now you need to go. I'll take the story back. A month into my 5th year clean, man. Because I got some time. September 26, 1990, if you need to know. It'll be 15 years. One day at a time. When I had days, I wanted years. And then I got years, I just want another day. Because some of us got too many years and not enough days. When she died, and I was so emotionally jammed up that I couldn't get honest with the situation. And I said, well, I'm going to go to Stone Free on Thursday night. And I know them dope boys are up on the corner. I'm going to pick a fight with one of them. So one of them will bust a cap in my ass because I can no longer deal with this shit. Went to the meeting and shared about it. Didn't have any money. I was out of another relationship, another dead-end job, renting a fucking room because that's all I could do. Had all the jewelry and the clothes and all that shit stopped. You know how it is when you get 5 years clean. You got the know-it-alls. You got a couple steps, a couple sponsees, a couple workshops under your belt where you think you know something. You hit that brick wall. It's just called life. It comes every 5 years. Because as you grow, the disease grows. The disease ain't outside. It's jogging in place. People think the disease takes a vacation. People, I want to end this one. The disease don't want me dead. It wants me stuck in the fucking fear. Living that fear, living that indecision. I'm update to the fifth step, man. When my mother died, y'all people helped me bury her. You people were my second step. My friend Jack H., I'll never forget him. Took me to his house, made a pot of coffee, and gave me a blank check and said, go ahead and bury your mother, son. My dad just died. I'm on death leave. We're going to get through this together. Moment of clarity. Power doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. Spiritual manipulation. Kenny says, it ain't about the posture of my body, it's about the posture of my spirit. Talk about the fifth step, man, divine order of living. I finally got to write the truth down and see it for what it is and not what I want it to be. Truth ain't nothing but the love, man, that's all it is. The resentment and the anger and the fear, we deal with acceptance, love, and faith. St- Stay clean no matter what. You said it. First step. Second step, we came. Stay clean or come back clean, Wesley. Third step, make a decision. Fourth step, man, get honest, really honest about what's going on. Fifth step, get divine order living, man. Get to the exact nature. A lot of what I deal with, I believe I really suffer from one character defect, fear. Everything stems from it. Total negative sense of myself. Why do anything? The shit ain't never going to work out. This bullshit is a lie. The lie is dead. And when we get to six, we become entirely ready. That's all we do. We become a spiritual blackhead. We show our ass. That's what you're supposed to do. You in the sixth step. I got a friend of mine named Sean. I mean, look, he getting ready to like go where God wants him to be, and he don't even know it. He ready to perform and do all that shit. I said, son, just go live, man. Go get a story. Because in here, you either in the storm, coming out the storm, or headed to another storm. That's what the sixth step gives me. When we become entirely ready. When you become beaten, you become willing. Not when everybody else beats you up. When you get so sick of yourself, when you get so tired of that shit, I'm talking about when, like, you go to bed and you can't go to sleep because your spirit is just so fucking restless and, like, you beat your shit like it owe you money, like, six times and it won't come no more, and you sitting there like, damn, I just want to come one more time. I'm just telling you the truth. And then you manipulate that shit and say, well, at least I ain't fucking a newcomer. At least I ain't tricking. Keep your hands off your shit. You might be all right. Sit still through them feelings, man. Be honest about what's going on with you. The sixth step, we became entirely ready. Why would I want God to take some shit? I want him to take half that shit from me. Half of these suckers in here, oh, really, if I could clear the record, I would just love to be with the mother of my child. Let me say that shit on tape. I love the mother of my child. Her name is Chantel. I care about her. I want to be with her. She ain't ready. We got a daughter that's 1 year old, and I got to put up with all that shit. Got to go through all that shit. I'll be holding on to hope. You know how, like, you be sitting there manipulating yourself just knowing one day it's going to work, knowing that shit ain't going to work. Because you'd rather be by yourself. You'd rather be with anybody than be by yourself. And when you get to the sixth step, you, like, catch up to yourself. You know what I mean? You, like, right there because you get to see exactly who and what you are, man. You become entirely ready. The lust piece. I don't sleep with half the women I can sleep with. I'm tired of that shit, man. I don't need to be a snack no more. I'm the main motherfucking core. Fuck that. I done been through enough pain with that shit, man. I'm telling you the fucking truth. Talk about the sixth step, we become entirely ready. And the sixth step taught me that God can do more for me than just keep me clean. Because God is the only power, even though the therapeutic value, I'm talking about when you face to face with your damn self. Yes. When you look at the destruction and the wreckage of your whole entire life, even in recovery. Sometimes I sit back and look at all the fucking relationships I trashed. All the areas I've been to, all the people I know, and there's only still a select few people that believe in me. They still talk shit. I got a whole state just because they don't know where I'm at talking shit. Yo, Philly, I'm clean, I'm okay. Nah, man, fuck that shit. You want to know how I'm doing? Just come and ask me. Oh, hating shit. Fuck, I'm just another cat in here trying to get another day clean, man. I don't think my way into better living. I live my way into better thinking, man. Bring the ass to mind to follow. That's the sixth step. See, God can do more for me than just keep me clean. He can show me how to be a good father. He can teach me how to respect a woman. Teach me how to respect myself. Look, I'm moving into an apartment I ain't got no money for. You know, I'm getting ready to do some old mortgage shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I wait tables. I had enough money to come here. Child support's 2 weeks late. They want back money. I got all kind of people. I said, fuck it, I'm going to Ocean City. I don't give a fuck about nobody. I'm getting my fucking, that's total self-centeredness. I ain't justifying rationalizing my behavior. I know what the hell I did. I don't care. I'm going to have a good time this weekend, and when I come back, money will sort that shit out. Fuck, you know how we do shit. We like tea bags. We don't work when we in hot water, man. Fuck. Fuck it. Yeah, I'll work it out. We'll work it out. I'll go Monday, I'll go to work. Monday, I'll get the resume up there. I got some trust and I got some faith and I'm going to show up. What's going to happen? Success is a matter of attitude. And that's what the fourth, fifth, and sixth step taught me to do. Be honest with yourself, Wesley. Then get with God and then in the sixth step, man, just open your heart and your spirit to the true conviction of change. So you got everybody up here want to start sharing shit, and I'll shut it down. Everybody want to start sharing. Look, if you let God, then God will let you out. And every time it looks like it's falling apart is when it's truly coming together. That's the truth, man. That's the sixth step in its essence, man. That's the essence of the fourth, fifth, and sixth step, man. You get to who you really are. You get to see what you're made of. I did the fourth step, and I found out you know how we Steven Spielberg shit. I blew all kind of, I would felt guilty for slavery, all kind of crazy fucked up shit, man. I'm fucking Irish. Irish people were slaves. I took all kind of shit on. I felt ashamed to be white. I'm telling you the truth. In my neighborhood, if you were white, you got your ass kicked, plain and simple. That's why I bought tennis is dressed and shit. So y'all leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to change your perception of the world. I no longer have to overcompensate around black people. I can be my goddamn self. You either like me, you don't. What, I don't give a fuck. I'm all right with myself. Fourth, fifth, and sixth step, man. And I mean, look, I ended with this, man. I'll tell you this. Narcotics Anonymous is the greatest thing in the entire universe, man. All we got is one another, man. Today, I'm going to talk to that new person that's sitting there today. They ain't got no hope. They can't feed their children. I want to talk to that person that ain't got a GED, who ain't got a license, is still living in a motherfucking shooting gallery. Like living in that shit, man. Caught up in that prison of yourself. The dude shared it earlier. The smallest package in the world is a person wrapped in their self. I believe in you, man. I love you. Because I know if me can do it and Greg can do it, then all of us can do it. I stand before you today clean, alive, and glad to be alive. I'm going to have fun. I don't have to be so uptight. I can cry. I'm all right with it. I don't need to sit there and press everybody. People know me. People know who I am. I try to stay real humble and low-key at times, man. Because I understand the impact that God uses me to extend to other people. It's a little overwhelming because I'm not used to having a positive influence on other people. Because in my whole life, I felt discounted and less than and insecure and inadequate. I am enough. You are enough. He is enough. We are coming today to put a hit on the disease of addiction. Fuck the disease of addiction, newcomers. Stay clean today. We need you. This is life and death. I don't mean to be too serious, but I'm telling you, your damn life's at stake. Keep bullshitting, and I'll watch the disease slow walk you just like it slow walks a whole lot of other people around here to give you money, to give you property, to give you prestige, to give you the microphone, and to give you all that shit so it can slowly take it away from you. Then you'll drive yourself crazy like a dog chasing their tail, wondering why you ain't where you think you ought to be. I came down here with a friend of mine. The car broke down. It was fucking crazy. I didn't even think we were going to make it. And I tried to stay as centered as possible. You okay, honey? What do you need? Here are options. We either go to a place, instead of just, oh, fucking bitch, man, I knew I should have joined with my boy. I didn't get caught up in none of that shit, man. You need some water? What do you, get out of the total self-centeredness. You'll get to the convention when you're supposed to get there. 4, 5, and 6, man. If you're a newcomer, get a sponsor. Don't use no matter what. If you're going to come back clean, man. You know, help somebody. Save somebody's life. You know? I want to thank this convention, I want to thank Greg. And if you got nothing out of this motherfucker, I mean, tell yourself your own damn story. I'll keep coming back. Love me straight. I love you. I love you, man. Thank you.